The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Jerry Jones will not be trading Micah Parsons.
Oh, man, listen, Micah, he's not coming. Let's not be silly. Now, do I think he's going to end up on the Packers? I don't.
Did you see what I tweeted or texted you?
Tweeted.
This is so stupid.
That would be, who is the most reliable who said something yesterday?
Oh, the brother.
Thank you. I can't stress this enough. Jerry's not trading Micah, LOL. And I'm damn sure it wouldn't be to the Packers.
But I guarantee, Michael Parsons is not going anywhere. Jerry's not that crazy.
They can call little Ricky and say, hey, put this all over
pretty,
the internet.
Pretty Ricky.
Oh, Kids pretty Ricky.
Right. Buster.
Micah Parsons, like they make have... them a legitimate contender.
We've been talking about it for 48 hours. The unbelievable has happened. The Green Bay Packers have done it. The Dallas Cowboys, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, have traded All-Pro defensive end and linebacker, three-time All-Pro defensive end and linebacker, Micah Parsons, to the Green Bay Packers. The Packers and Micah Parsons have agreed to a four-year, $188 million contract extension.
Yeah, I think it's time that we start competing for championships, right?
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Studios with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Bridgewater. Pressure dropped. Parsons came flying through. He's got 2.5 sacks in this game.
How many Micah Parsons highlights did you find for this, Joshy? I let it play in the first hour. I didn't realize that there was basically no end to the open.
I only pulled for 4 minutes.
Okay.
But the video I had was about 17 minutes long that I pulled all these highlights from. A lot of highlights for this guy.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Well, when you've got 52 sacks over your first 4 years.
Yeah, pretty good.
Pretty good player. Oh, I'm still so excited. Micah Parsons is a Green Bay Packer. He gets announced today by the team at 2:30. Brian Gutekunst, Matt LaFleur going to be a part of that press conference. I cannot wait. Cannot wait to see what Micah Parsons has to say about being a member of the Green Bay Packers. Although he put out a video of himself yesterday being excited once he got the news that this was finalized. Whew.
You think he'll tell us what happened? In this press conference, or no, he'll just move on.
I mean, my guess is he moves on. But,
yeah.
But you don't really want to be in a spot where you're attacking your... Because it's not the fans' fault. It's
no,
Jerry.
No.
Right.
No.
You don't want to rub salt in the wound here.
But you think he'll be hated by Dallas fans now when he goes down there? Will they boo him? Or is Jerry Jones enemy number
Jerry.
One?
I think it's Jerry.
I kind of agree.
I mean, is there going to be a part of the fan base that is going to side with Jerry and be like, oh, you shook his hand, you should have signed the deal? Of course.
Yeah.
Right? But I think the majority of, yes.
There's people saying this was a bad trade. The Packers gave up too much. There's Packer fans saying that.
No.
You paid what
they
you
made
had to.
Over. They may have overpaid because the five.
Yeah.
$5 or $6 million difference between TJ Watt and Parsons was large.
But also,
but from again, a trade standpoint, no.
No, the compensation for the trade is, again, I thought it was going to take three firsts.
It's not a lot now, but if it doesn't work out, then it was.
Oh, yeah. Like if the Packers suffer catastrophic injuries this year, that is going to be a high pick.
I still don't think I'm in a spot where I look at it. Hindsight and be like, well, shouldn't have done that.
Well,
this is what
of course
do.
It is. If they don't win the Super Bowl in 4 years, you're going to say, I mean, what do you say about Dame Lillard?
I think
because this is part of the scars we talk
but,
about,
but at the
and
same
we talk
time,
about them with the Brewers, the scars that we have, and that's why I'm like, yes, great move, but it has to work out.
But at the same time, like, did Dame work out? No,
Dame was a huge trade.
Would I do it over again? I would too. Because, and that's even knowing it didn't work out for the 2 years.
Yes.
Because they needed, after the way the season had ended previously.
Hot potato.
Where they're playing hot potato and nobody wants to take the shot. And Drew Holiday is getting out-physicaled by Jimmy Butler in the postseason. Like, okay, maybe we got to change up this formula.
I do think it's different, though, too. Because Dame, even in the NBA terms, was an older player.
Yes.
This is a 26-year-old.
Yeah.
But
NBA years and NFL years are different. Because at the end of this thing, he'll be 30.
Yeah.
Does he get a Watt deal or...
If he does what he did in his first four years, yes, he will get a Watt deal.
Yeah.
And I also think you had to pay the extra premium from the TJ Watt because you're getting a 26-year-old.
Yep.
That's part of the equation here. These guys don't become... Had he stayed in Dallas, I'm sure it would have been one or two more or even the same deal.
Let me ask you this, though. Where do you put him as far as the stud DNs?
It's hard to pick. I still think Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett, yes.
Again, I always go back to that one play. I can't remember who they were playing, where Myles Garrett goes from one side of the line to the other, and they're following him with two blockers. I've never seen that before in the NFL, so I lean towards Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett, and then are they all the same?
I think they're very similar, the next three.
Watt, Hutchinson, Hockenson. Even though he's old, he's still very productive.
Hendrickson.
Yeah.
Hendrickson.
Hockenson's a tight end.
I got it halfway out, and I'm like, hell with it. Just roll with it. I'll slip it by.
That was a lot of names for you. You did good.
I was going to let you cook.
Crosby.
The difference for Micah, too, is, I mean, other than Crosby, because Crosby's still younger and under 30. Those other guys are over 30. Micah also can be moved around. Mm-hmm. Like, he's such a freak athlete. Like, Trey Hendrickson is very good at what he does. And I don't want to diminish Trey Hendrickson because he led the league in sacks last year. But he's playing one spot.
Yeah.
Like, Micah, you can put him on the outside. You can drop him back and be an off-ball linebacker. Mm-hmm. Like, once... And I don't expect... Honestly, with Jeff Hafley, I fully expect... Well, and who knows if Hafley will end up being in Green Bay next year. If the Packers' defense is good, he's going to get head coaching interviews. But I think that whoever the Packers' defensive coordinator is, when they really get their hands and can throw everything they want to at Micah Parsons, he becomes a chess piece that the others can't be, where you can move him around more, and he can still have an unbelievable impact because of the athletic freak that he is.
What's better now, the offense or the defense?
Defense. The defense, the Packers' best player is Micah Parsons.
Yes.
Best player. Yes. Their best players. They've got two All Pros on that side of the football.
Correct.
So I lean towards the defense. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. Let's go out to Jeff in Milwaukee. Jeff, you're on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Dude.
How
are you?
I'm great.
So, a couple things for starters. I want to tell you guys, I've been listening. You guys have done an absolutely fabulous job discussing this. And what I mean by that, you've covered policy, the players it puts pressure on, the timeline for the team. Chewy's brought up the risks for the trade. You've covered all the aspects that you could think of, and I think that is awesome. So I want to tell you that as a listener, I think it's just an amazing job. So the other thing is, think about the position the Packers are in. Their biggest challenge moving forward, and Chewy brought this up, but think about this. Their biggest challenge moving forward is how are they going to keep and sign all the existing talent they have on their team? How many teams in the NFL would love to have that quote-unquote problem? That's their challenge in moving forward. That's a good place to be in. That's a good place to be in.
Yeah.
So the other thing I was just going to say, if you look at the big people, and they don't do it often, but if you look at the big people they have brought in over the last 30 years, Reggie, Woodson, Peppers, Xavier, this guy, they don't do it often, but they generally do it right. So I think that bodes very well. The only thing I also wanted to bring out, last point, I know there's a lot of other callers, this helps kind of the most vulnerable part of their defense, which is their cornerbacks.
Oh, 100%.
Because if you can put pressure on the quarterback, those defensive backs are going to be much better positioned.
Oh, well, 100%. It helps Gary, too. I would expect Gary to be better.
Yeah, because all of the attention is being paid to Micah Parsons.
Do we get the 10 sack season from Rashawn?
I mean, I wouldn't go that far.
I think we might. I mean, to have that other option across from him is going to make life a lot. Because even if he's not the one necessarily beating his man getting there, Mike is going to be flushing people his way.
Yeah.
There's going to be, I think everyone's going to see.
Everyone's going to eat.
I think Devontae Wyatt, we're going to have a hard time going, wait, is he this good or is this the Micah Parsons
but,
effect?
But my concern, and it's a valid concern, is your interior guys. You get an injury and can those...
Yes.
Because when you face a team, Joshy, you decide, are we going to run downhill or are we going to run outside?
Mm-hmm. I think a big part of why Brian Gutekunst became comfortable with offering up Kenny Clark in this is you've got young guys you feel good about, but those two linebackers behind him, you've banked on them. So that up the middle, while the defensive tackle might not be the best or Kenny Clark level in his prime, you feel better about the middle of your defense because of those guys you've invested in recent drafts.
Yeah.
Why do you say Quay's gone?
Because I think that...
Can't pay everyone?
Yeah, you can't pay everyone.
No, I agree.
And some of that, honestly, Chew, kind of depends on Tyron Hopper. And if Tyron Hopper's not just an all-Oneida guy, and he's able to take the good camp he had and apply it to a regular season, they're going to go, oh, we've got a surplus at this position. We don't have to pay here. I think it would be a tough decision because they have talked about how much they like him.
See, back to the question.
When you're paying Micah Parsons what you're paying him, that's a tough decision you have to make.
See, back to my question that I asked Jason, I think the most pressure is on Love. Because now you have a defense that's good enough.
Yeah,
you have a defense that's good enough.
But I think the pressure was already there, Chew. Like, I mean, in order to win a Super Bowl, you need to have a quarterback that is either that good or gets hot and plays that good. So, guys that got hot and played that good and won Super Bowls, whether that's Flacco, whether that's Eli, whether that's Nick Foles with the Eagles a handful of years ago, right? Like, you need elite quarterback play in order to get that far. And I think that pressure existed. Honestly, it might take a little bit of the pressure off because he doesn't have to be as good as he did prior to
the regular season. But when you get to the playoffs, man, you got to play well.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Because Foles played unbelievably.
Oh, he played out of his mind.
Who else did you mention there? Those guys.
Oh, Joe Flacco like, played out of his mind. Had a historic season, postseason in terms of the stats that he put up.
Yeah.
So either you have to be that good or you get hot and play that good.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you have to do. Let's go out to Jason. Jason, you are on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love listening to you out here in Pennsylvania. I'm obviously in Eagle country and a lot of Dallas fans. So they've been on me.
They've been crying? They've been crying a little bit, Jason?
Yeah. But they say, oh, you guys gave up too much, right? This whole give up too much. If Micah Parsons, who's 26, there's some 26-year-olds in the draft, right? So if Parsons is in the draft this next year, and he's there, and we know who he is at 30 or whatever we're going to be drafting, right? And we have to make a trade and say, hey, we're going to give up next year's. We're going to do that in a heartbeat. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing. Like if it was 3 first-round picks, okay, maybe we can start talking about it. But for 2 Parsons, we gave up basically one first-round pick this year. That's it. Like, he was in the draft, we're taking him. So that's it. And then the $47 million a year, like, he's probably not going to see $47 million a year, right? So that's just that's just a number. Like, I haven't seen the contract, but, I mean, those are just numbers.
Yeah, the Packers will make sure that, I mean, I'm sure there's void years and things like that where they'll work around the contract.
But they're going to have decisions to make.
Oh, yeah, I think it's one of those decisions.
I mean, if Tucker Kraft, let's say he's a Pro Bowl player.
Yeah.
He's going to get paid top tight end money because he's young.
Yep.
So
but that's why you try to get out in front of that.
Yes.
Right? Now it's more
important
than ever.
It's like making a soup.
It's now more important than ever. And you said Ron would do this. So you got to get it right if you get out in front of it and try to offer some of those guys contracts to get them at a lesser number. Mm-hmm. And before we go to break, I do want to apologize because yesterday I said you would have to be uncomfortable in order to get the Micah Parsons deal. I said the compensation you would have to give up is going to make you uncomfortable because that's what you have to do to acquire Micah Parsons. I was dead wrong because I am not uncomfortable with what the Packers gave up for Micah Parsons.
I'm a little uncomfortable with the money.
It's not your money. What do you care?
You're right.
It's not like this comes out of your Amazon budget.
It just feels like it does.
No, your wife has made you squeamish around big numbers, like 120 for shirts that you have to buy off of Amazon. Speaking of money, you can transform the way you do business with Fifth Third Bank's commercial payment solutions. Our market expertise and managed services streamline your entire payment process, seamlessly integrating with your existing systems to give you unparalleled control. Discover new revenue sources, save time, reduce operating costs, and boost your bottom line with our customized payment solutions. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with GKB President Craig Karmazin.
Has any market been as consistent where they only have one team than Wisconsin? We know Chicago hasn't been.
No.
Fridays with Mo.
Yeah, but until you win a championship, you can't really say that. And they've had one champion.
Chewy, we're going to just create an AI. The AI, Chewy, hold can just on. Bring up championship. We don't even need Chewy.
They've had one championship.
What, it's going to be put like a hologram over
and
there?
What? Yeah.
Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's Friday, got to get down Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Always love catching up with Craig Karmazin every Friday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning.
Where were you when the news broke yesterday?
I forgot already. It's not one of those that you'll never forget where you were.
Was it one of those
I'm
traits?
I'm just kidding. Of course I know where I was. I was sitting in my office and I saw it. I was actually on a call with somebody else and I was in a meeting. I was actually in a meeting with our head of HR and I was like, holy crap, Adam Schefter just put out that the Packers got Micah Parsons. I really didn't think this was real and going to happen, and it did.
What do you think happened? Are you in the camp that Jerry's losing
was he forced to do this? No. I don't think any of that.
Well, even though he called Micah Parsons Michael 70,000 times last night in his press conference?
Yeah. No, I think he kind of did that. Like, Chewy's, you've done that at times. Like, I know a lot of people who do that. Like, you know, when you mispronounce the name for the little dig at the person.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who do that. You know, I think it's really interesting to think about Jerry, and I want to, we got to talk to people, but my one take on this that's interesting in knowing Jerry a little bit, just a little bit, is that he is a person of his word, and he bought the Cowboys on a handshake deal, and he shook hands with Micah Parsons on a contract this year, you know, for Micah to extend at $40.5 million. And the second Micah backed out on that, to say that his agent wasn't there and all that, I thought this was done. I didn't think he was going to the Packers, but I know Jerry Jones really well. And Jerry Jones at 30, at 50, at 80, if you back out on a handshake with him, I'm not surprised this is where it is.
Yeah, but don't you have to pivot sometimes? I mean, if this is Patrick Mahomes, I mean, this is considered one of the best defensive players in the league.
I agree.
You don't sit there and go, okay, he gets a little different treatment here.
I agree.
I mean, it sounds foolish.
It used to be, right? Like Jimmy Johnson said, you know, he cut a running back because he fell asleep at a team meeting.
Yeah.
And they said, well, what if that was Emmitt Smith? He said, I would have hit him in the head and told him to wake up.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not cutting Emmitt Smith if he falls asleep in a meeting. So I get there's double standards, but I am not surprised that Jerry Jones took this line. And, you know, I'm shocked and I'm excited for the Green Bay Packers because this is the kind of all-in move that I've been dying for them to make in the 28 years that I've lived here. And it's only comparable to me to what they did with Charles Woodson, but Charles Woodson didn't have the demand. And, you know, this is one of one, you know, since Reggie White, right? And I didn't live here when the Reggie White deal happened. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is one of one in the last 28 years in the modern era of good karma and me living here. This is a one of one move for the Packers.
Who won the trade?
I think the Packers won it.
Well, then why does Jerry do it? I mean, if you're that stubborn and you're mad because the handshake went awry, why don't you make him sit?
No, I think if he has a fifth year, you weren't going to sign him. I think they got a lot for him, but ultimately, I think the Packers absolutely won the trade. But if you think about it, if the Cowboys, you know, at Jerry's age, if he's willing to accept that they may not be that good this year, and you can combine their own first round pick with the Packers pick. Like, they could do something with that going into next year, and they do have a lot of talent on this roster. So I think it could really work out well for them. And Kenny Clark's not that old, right? I mean,
he's about
to turn
30.
Well, he was on a 1 year.
29,
yeah,
right?
He turns 30 in two months.
He'll be a productive player this year for them, right? So, I mean, I think it's fine. I just think the Packers won the trade.
800-990-3776. Let's go back out to the Carblues talking text line. Matt in Brown Deer, you're up next. Jen, Game, and Chewy with Craig Karmazin sitting in.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Anytime.
I really was hoping Jen was here today, but I know she's out on Friday. So I just wanted to mention a couple things. Yeah, I know. But she was one of the people that really didn't think this was going to happen. So,
well, in fairness to Jen, I don't know if anybody actually thought this was going to happen.
I played a whole montage of all of us saying,
"Did you see? Did you see Michael Irvin?
Not me.
Did you see Michael Irvin?
Literally 5 minutes
five
before.
5 minutes before it happened, Michael Irvin said he ain't going anywhere.
Jerry's not that crazy.
Yeah, Michael Irvin really did say that. I saw that as well. I did want to mention a couple things. One of the things that about the money, we don't have to pay two first-round picks for the next 2 years, and Kenny Clark's salary is gone, so it's not as bad anyways. And we got, I think, one of the best players in the league. I'm really excited. Can't wait for the season to start now. I want to see him sack Goff on the first week, and we'll go from there. The other thing I wanted to mention, I was so excited last night they played the old Packers-Carolina NFC Championship game.
I didn't notice that.
I watched Chewy. There's a play in the fourth quarter where Favre is running around trying to dump the ball off. Can't do it. He ends up changing course, running to the other side of the field and giving himself up. He's laying on the ground. And Chewy nearly walks right over him and doesn't help him up.
Oh, no.
That's your guy.
I only had one catch for 8 yards. What do you want me to do?
So if he had thrown you the ball a little more, then maybe you would have helped
him up. I would have carried him back to the huddle.
That's awesome.
800-990-3776. Doug in Kenosha, you're up next. Doug, you're on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Craig Karmazin sitting in as well.
All right, great show, guys. I just want to say that obviously the whole thing is crazy, and I probably sound like a Bears fan here, but why the Packers? It's just blowing my mind that the Packers got – I don't understand why he would do it to the Packers.
Yeah, look, I don't get it either. I don't get it either, Doug. And, again, I am thankful that Jerry Jones came to this conclusion now, because if he did it earlier this offseason – like, before the draft, before free agency, earlier this spring, I don't know if he's a Green Bay Packer. Because somebody else is going to have the cap space, somebody else is going to put together a better offer, and he probably doesn't
have
end up
Have we heard
Bay.
What other teams were offering?
No. Right? I mean, obviously.
We haven't even heard what other teams, like, had serious conversations with the Cowboys.
And my only thought is, Parsons, could he just have steered it to Green Bay? But why would Jerry, if he's mad at him, why would he honor that? I mean, because this is clearly probably the best deal he had out there.
Right. Well, and you think about Jerry. Jerry's probably thinking, this needs to be our Herschel Walker part two trade, right? He's probably thinking that.
Yeah.
But he didn't get a Herschel Walker type haul. And I think the league's a little more sophisticated now than it was then. But I'm with you. That's why, like, when I would hear, like, the Packers rumors, I was like, oh, sure. But, like, you know, here we always hear about the Packers, but it's not going to be the Packers. So that's why I was so shocked.
This specific scenario is the only way he ends up in Green Bay. More with Craig and Karmazin, more of your calls coming up next. But have you tried the new Ragu Frozen Pizza yet? Head on down to Woodman's in Racine. Try them all. Ragu Frozen Pizzas on sale, 2 for $8. Cheese, combination, pepperoni, and supreme. Enjoy these pizzeria-inspired crusts topped with Ragu-inspired sauces and your favorite family-pleasing toppings. Look, this is from Palermo's. You know what they're doing when it comes to frozen pizza. It's Italian heritage and a convenient family favorite food at an affordable price. 2 for $8 sale, good at all Woodman's locations. So try the new Ragu Frozen Pizza today.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How are you feeling, big guy, about the MRI?
It's starting to hurt now. I think I have mental issues. I really do.
Well,
gonna have to flip that.
Yeah,
for me?
That's I mean,
hold on to it.
Yeah. I know. I don't think there's anything wrong. It's just I think it's something in my brain telling me
something is wrong, buddy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Continue our conversation with Craig Karmazin, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, while also taking your calls, 800-990-3776. Where does this put the Packers in terms of best teams in the NFC?
I don't care about that. I just want to tell you, I think, I told you guys just now during the break, I think Michael Parsons is really underrated. Mm-hmm. I think that's the thing that Packers fans are going to see and be stunned by. Like, I don't know that he's, is he better or worse than Garrett in Cleveland or Watt in Pittsburgh? I'm not sure. I don't want to say, oh, he's definitively the best defensive player, but he is definitively the most athletic superstar pass rusher in the game. And so he is the only guy that could have 20 sacks this year and, if he needed to, could also cover every tight end you need. Like, he could do everything. Like, the guy, I, as I said, I believe he is super underrated because of his athleticism, his speed, and everything he could do on a football field. I believe he could be their punter and punt returner.
If they're not dropping him into coverage, you don't pay a guy $47 million.
Oh, you don't think that there's any times where there's they put two, three guys on him, and then he drops, and then the whole play is
line up, rush four, Gary on one side, Parsons on the other, bring the wood.
I promise you there are times he's going to drop
back. Nope.
I'm not saying on regularity. I'm promising you it's just going to happen a few times.
That's called a fire zone. Yes.
Yeah,
Do teams run fire zone? Yeah. Every team runs fire zone.
Yeah, so that's going to happen.
So stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
Chewie just agreed with you and won the argument. Yeah.
I've been doing that this week. It's all about CYA.
That's a new
strategy. Am I covered on this, Sean?
No.
Yes,
no,
I
you've
am.
Taken the biggest L of all of us today.
No.
You were Mr. Rain Clouds. I saw somebody tweet this
rain
out.
Rain Cloud. I'm Mr. Realist.
No. No, you just don't like
what was my nickname?
We know what's going on here.
Voice of Reason, Vore.
Okay, but you're also the person that says you can't give yourself a nickname.
Is Chewie secretly afraid that the Packers will win another Super Bowl and they'll forget about his team?
It's not so secret.
Okay. That is not true. I hate all of you.
800-900-3776. Cameron in Des Moines, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewie on the Carpless Talk and Text Line.
Gentlemen, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you, Cameron?
Great, Chewie. Thank you for your service.
Oh,
I want to touch on. I want to touch on one thing that Chewie's only scratched the surface on twice, and no one else anywhere is talking about. Trades require three people to agree to it, not just the two teams. There might have been four or five other teams a month ago that showed interest, that had the cap space, had the ability to make the trade. But Parsons looked at the young defense, where they finished last year, and decided, for my next 4 years of being in prime shape, I have the capability of getting to a Super Bowl every year with this team. So, Chewie, the question goes to you. How important is the ring versus money?
Oh, the first ring is everything. First ring trumps money. The second ring, the money trumps the ring, probably.
So, by the way, how about this point, though? The best game Jordan Love ever played in his career was against the Cowboys defense, yeah, right? So if you're Micah Parsons and you want to go somewhere to win that ring, as you said, Cameron, also I think that playoff game in Arlington, Texas may have also factored into his thought process.
Yeah, I think, Chewie, you keep bringing it up, maybe he did point the direction toward, hey, Green Bay, that's a team I will negotiate with.
What's the only one we heard, which is bizarre.
I also think we have to mention that Jerry said in his presser that he was looking for teams that had a nose tackle because they were concerned about the run and the cap space. So that is factoring in also where he kind of backed himself into a corner a little bit. He's limited his options right there in terms. And the Mulugeta thing, I have to imagine, plays some familiarity there with Goody and him and Micah and Jordan and all of that.
Yeah, Jordan, he's also the agent for Xavier McKinney. Yeah.
Is Kenny Clark a Pro Bowler? Has he been to a Pro Bowler?
Three times.
Okay, so there, good point, Josh, sure, right? Like, so you're getting, if you're Jerry, you're getting back. You don't like your run defense. You feel like that's more important. And so you're getting back at least a Pro Bowler to add to that defense.
Yes. It's been 2 years now since he's been a Pro Bowler. But yes,
I wonder who else was.
I mean, it's not like he's like now like Pete Weber and he's like a professional bowler. I mean, he's still a Pro Bowl NFL player.
Yeah, but
he's
who do you think you are?
He's not Earl Anthony over here. I mean, he's still a Pro Bowler.
You think Kenny Clark was the first one they offered up?
Oh, I'm saying I think the Cowboys were like, all right, we'll take Xavier McKinney, and they'll be like, all right, we'll give you Kenny Clark.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, there's probably some of that.
Yeah, I mean, again, How much you can take Jerry at his word, I have no idea, in terms of the cap space and the cap space and the defensive tackle thing, or if that's just the player they landed on. So Jerry's like, yeah, that's what was important to me.
Craig, do you think Jerry should go bye-bye?
No.
Why?
It's great for content.
Why should he? He owns the team.
Because they haven't done anything in 30 years.
He owns the team. He gets to decide what he wants to do. What is winning if you're an owner, right? You just talked about it. The first thing winning is getting the ring. And then after that, it's the money. You know, Jerry has the most valuable NFL team, the most valuable team in all of sports. Jerry's equation, he just got paid $50 million by Netflix to do a documentary. I'm not speaking for Jerry. I don't know him well enough to know this. And I know he's a very competitive person. But winning for him might be equity value. It might be enterprise value.
He clearly can't look at himself in the mirror and saying, I'm not getting it done.
Well, he drafted Micah Parsons. He got all these guys. Like, that's the thing that always cracks me up. Like, no one ever gives them credit for having the guys. And so I think the Packers won this move. But, I mean, let Jerry Jones. When you own the business and you're in the Packers conference and the Bears conference, I'd rather have a team.
You don't think the pressure that he's going to see in Dallas is going to force him to step aside?
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care when he walks out first game against – are they at home against the Eagles?
No, it's in Philly.
It's in Philly. His first home game – he is going to get booed relentlessly.
Yep.
And he doesn't care?
No. He's a secure dude. I think
$14 billion will do that. For
you, right? Yeah, but I mean, what do you think when he traded Herschel Walker, right? He traded the most popular guy in the franchise when he got there. The guy's not worried about what other people think.
And this trade could trump Herschel Walker being donned as the worst trade in NFL history.
No. I mean,
if they win two Super Bowls here with Micah Parsons in the next 4 years,
look at him coming around, Josh.
See, I'm covering up both sides. This is my new deal.
Like your hot takes for social media, Chewy? Is Chewy on social media?
I'm not
media
a hot
now?
Take guy. Number one, you cannot have a hot take. Well, maybe you can.
Chewy's like,
I was going to say, if you don't have social media, can you still have a hot take?
Of course you
can. Yeah, you do it every day.
I'm not listening to you.
Chewy's like, I'm not a hot take guy, but the Packers will win four straight Super Bowls or not make the playoffs this year.
He just loves playing both sides.
By the way, your hot take got destroyed.
About Miz?
Miz? Destroyed.
Okay, let's see.
Am I right?
Ends up being right.
Again, I think that was an off-the-air conversation we ended up having with Marty. Well, I wasn't going to divulge that.
No, I'm fine.
But there was no off-the-record.
Well, no, but again, like if Marty wanted to say that, she would have said.
You're the one who just said who it was.
Yeah, but...
See, I'm covered again.
I don't believe it's a hot take that I believe Miz is going to end up coming out of the bullpen in the postseason.
Jeff Levering did say that is a possibility when he's on with us this week.
I could be completely wrong, and all of your sources could be right. I told you, I have no sources. I've not talked to anyone in the organization about it. When I'm thinking about a rookie who's never been in the postseason, who has thrown more innings than he's ever thrown, who I saw what happened to him the second and third time lineup see him, I think he's better as a fifth, sixth inning guy, and I'd rather have more established players starting. I love Miz. I think he's a central part of this team long term.
It's not a hot take if the voice of the Brewers says it's not a hot take.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Jeff was on Craig's side.
That's what I'm saying. So it's not a hot take. He's more qualified than Craig.
Wait, but you were on the wrong other side.
So you're telling me Levering can't have a hot take?
I think if Jeff said it, it's not a hot take because
he
knows the game.
Yeah, he's informed.
Because he's informed.
Yeah.
God, you guys.
Does that make you feel like I'm informed now and I have a feel for the game? Because I didn't talk to anyone and I came onto that opinion
I'm not going to lie. That was pretty good.
Okay.
You get cred for that. You get a little street cred.
Craig, thanks for jumping on with us.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Craig Garbison joins us each and every Friday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. If you're looking to play some great golf, do what I did. Join the Wisconsin Country Club. I love it for the great golf course, but maybe you're looking for something a little bit more. How about this? No assessments, no food and beverage minimums. The incredible challenging course. I also love our practice area. Range is great. A couple different little short game areas to practice on. But also we have top-tier amenities like tennis, pickleball, and a pool. Get started today at WisconsinCountryClub.com. It's just a fairway away.
Breaking Packers news on ESPN Milwaukee. The Packers have acquired Micah Parsons. Stay up to date with the news right here. 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
Here we go.
Apologies to Infinity Exteriors. We did not get a poll out there today on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy poll. We were too busy celebrating. Too busy going, hey, it's Victory Friday for the Packers going out again with Micah Parsons. And I want to thank Jim in Sockville for holding on. Let's quickly go to Jim. Jim, you've got 60 seconds. What do you got on Micah Parsons?
Okay, I just want to ask, how does this affect our ability to stop the run? I mean, there's not as if there isn't something to what Jerry Jones said about their lack of ability to stop a run. So are we better off with Parsons with regards to stopping the running game? Can that be exploited any degree?
I think we're worse losing Kenny Clark, but that remains to be seen. That's a concern. For me, at least, it is.
The Packers were sixth last year in rushing yards against per game. I'm guessing Jeff Hafley's going to have an answer for it. Yeah. He'll come up with something.
Yep.
Who cares? Don't care. Super Bowl chew.
Yeah. Or bust. It better be.
Yeah! Micah Parsons! His day continues. Will the Itoush next.